Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's a 66-yard touchdown pass, and the Hokies, Pop Watson, throws a home run ball all the way to Jalen Lane.
Bill Roth is so good.
Yes, he is.
What a great play-by-play voice for the Virginia Tech Hokies. And that was a play made by a Commander, Jalen Lane, who was just drafted by Washington this past week and is going to be a piece and a weapon, hopefully, that Cliff Kingsbury can make sweet music with. He's joining us in just a moment. Brooke Pinto, D.C. Councilwoman, to update us on the quest to get a stadium in D.C. at the RFK site. That's coming up in 1/2 hour at 5 o'clock. Tariq El-Bashir joins us on site here at Capital One Arena at 5:30 as we look ahead to the Caps and the Canadians. But on the Rood guest hotline, Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning in the DMV, we do find Jalen Lane, former Virginia Tech Hokie and current Washington Commander. Jalen, congratulations on staying in the area here and being drafted by the Commanders.
Hey, thank you, man. You know, it's a really exciting time. A whole lot of Hokie fans are extremely happy about me going to Washington, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, every Hokie fan that I know was blowing up the old telephone, telling me how excited they were that you were staying here in Washington. What was that process like? When did you know? When did you have a feeling that it might be D.C. that you'd be calling home?
It's a cool process. You know, I meet with a lot of teams. A lot of teams come out, work you out. The Commanders were one of the teams that came and did a private workout with me. And I knew they were interested. And you know, we get to the draft and the picks start coming in. And, you know, I see they're still on the board. And you know, it's just kind of a little bit of anticipation, thinking I might get this call from them. And, you know, when they called, I was ecstatic. You know, I was extremely happy, and, you know, I'm ready to work.
Jalen, I've seen different sizes for you all over the internet. How tall are you, and how much do you weigh?
Hey, man, I'm going to say I'm 5'10", around 195. Yeah, that's where I like to be at, around 195. Yeah.
Okay, but you're a legit 5'10", because, like, you're still listed on college sites at, like, 5'8".
Yeah, I'm not 5'8". I can guarantee that. But, yeah, I'm definitely I say the lowest I'm going is, like, 5'9". But I like to give myself 5'10".
I'm going to give you 5'10", too. Here's the reason I ask. Your skill set's electric, right? What a lot of us wanted was speed. I wanted a burner. I don't care what position people play anymore, the way I view offense. It's kind of positionless. Yeah. I want playmakers, and it seems like you're one of those. But describe your game. Do you view yourself as a traditional wide receiver? Do you think you're a slot guy, or could you play on the boundary? Could you line up in the backfield? Like, how do you view yourself? What will you be in the NFL?
Yeah, man, I feel like I'm very versatile, man. And I've done a lot of stuff out of the slot in my career. But I've also done, at Middle Tennessee, I've done a lot of stuff on the outside. So, you know, I've got both of those in my bag. And, you know, if you look at the tape, I've done some stuff out of the backfield. A lot of stuff just getting me the ball and, you know, letting me work. And obviously, you know, you've seen the punt return, kick return work. So, you know, I feel like I'm a very versatile player, and I'm ready to bring that and help the Commanders win some ball games.
79 catches, a little over 1,000 yards for the Hokies the last couple of seasons at Virginia Tech in the ACC. And as you said, very likely going to be the punt returner, kick returner here in Washington, which we'll get into. Specific to how they used you, just watching the highlight packages that were all over the web after the pick, it's a lot of jet action. It's a lot of, you know, pitches and end arounds and stuff like that. Was that the case at Middle Tennessee State as well when you had big wide receiver numbers, or was that kind of the role you had at Virginia Tech, and do you think that carries over into the league?
I'd say we definitely did a little bit of that at Middle Tennessee, not as much as I did at Tech, but, you know, I was a big downfield vertical, threat at MT. I come to Tech as a different style offense, different play callers, and, we probably had a different reverse in each and every week. So I knew that was a guaranteed touch for me coming into a game. So, it was just cool to, be able to showcase my abilities in that realm and, show what I can do with the ball in my hands.
Jalen Lane with us here on Grant and Danny. So in terms of maybe what we didn't get to see, so I guess because when I watch Virginia Tech play, it's everything like you're talking about. It's close to line of scrimmage. It's a different reverse every week. It's like, oh, here comes the reverse, and here comes a dude that's faster than everybody else. What have you not gotten a chance to show? Maybe just, and I'm not blaming anybody. Just it's a different level, different game. But now that you're headed to the pros, what have you not gotten a chance to show that's in your tool bag?
Yeah, like kind of like what I talked about, what I did at Middle Tennessee. Just that vertical downfield threat. It's something that I definitely feel like I have in my bag. I know I have in my bag, and I can threaten the defense going downfield. And I'm a route runner as well. At Virginia Tech, even I got to showcase a little bit of that at Virginia Tech as well. With certain routes, I didn't always get the ball, but on tape, I feel like I was always open. So I feel like coming in with a new offense with a lot of experienced guys and a lot of talented young guys. I'm ready to, find my, way in and, make plays and, help the team win.
Commanders draft pick Jalen Lane on Grant and Danny, chosen out of Virginia Tech. Speedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This member of their draft class, receiver, and they line him up all over the place and get him the football on this offense to try to make some explosive plays. One of the things I'm excited about is how Cliff Kingsbury can draw things up with you. He's very creative, and we saw some exotic concepts last year. What was your relationship like with Cliff before the draft, and what has he said, if anything, about usage?
I haven't talked to him as much as, I talked to Coach Ingram a lot, talked to Coach Quinn, stuff like that. And, it's mainly just been, they've just been expressing their excitement to get me and things like that. And, we haven't talked too much scheme and stuff yet. We're about to get in a rookie minicamp, and I'm sure we'll start discussing. But, I'm excited, seeing what they did last year and just seeing the momentum they have building. And I'm just extremely blessed to, be coming into the situation.
Did Jaden Daniels reach out?
Not yet. I'm sure. I already at the facility, so I know I'll meet him there when I when I get out. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's a good deal. Jalen Lane with us here on Grant and Danny. In terms of, you know, coming to the next level and the challenges that it's going to, you know, sort of obviously present here as you get used to a whole new set of situations, ball game, et cetera, what can you lean back on? Kind of what you went through going from, no disrespect, going from Middle Tennessee all the way up now to playing huge big time college football at Virginia Tech. How does that experience maybe help you jump to another next level?
Yeah, man. You know, I feel like, you know, just challenging myself and transferring. Mainly, you know, I was going into a, you know, competitive receiver room at Virginia Tech, and, you know, I knew I was going to have to work hard to earn my way, and, you know, I led the team in receptions the past two seasons, and, you know, that just, I feel like it's a testament to how hard I work, and, you know, I'm just going to continue to bring that, just continue to bring a good work ethic and just working hard day in and day out and no excuses, and, you know, that's ultimately how you get better. That's how you, you know, be the best in competition. And, yeah, I'm excited for it.
We saw the phone call that the Commanders made to you that they put out. Adam Peters told you you were the best punt returner on their board, yeah?
Yeah. Honestly, it's crazy. I didn't hear him because it was just so loud. I had to obviously watch the video back. But, you know, after he said you're going to be a Commander, it got so loud in the room and I can't hear anything. I was just saying thank you. I know Coach Quinn got on the phone and, you know, I talked to him too, but it was definitely a cool, you know, experience. And you know, I'm glad they got video of it because I would have no clue what he said if they didn't.
It seems like you are very comfortable as a return man, you know, taking on whatever contact comes and all of those things. Do you anticipate getting an opportunity to do that? And punt returning seems like a no-brainer. They've been looking for a punt returner. What about kick returns? Is that something you could do also?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, at Middle Tennessee, I did a lot of kick return stuff as well, a little bit at Virginia Tech. So, yeah, I'm comfortable in, you know, both facets of the return game. And, you know, just, you know, I'm just ready to, you know, like I said earlier, just ready to go out and make some plays, help us win.
You have a guy that you compare yourself to a little bit. Obviously, you're your own man, and, you know, you're making your way in the NFL. But is there someone you kind of grew up emulating a little bit and whose game that fans who are getting to know you could say, hey, he's kind of similar to this guy?
You know, growing up, I'm not gonna lie, I was a Steelers fan, so I liked the Hines Awards and stuff like that. But, you know, recently as of late, I did an interview during the pre-draft process. Like, you know, I've been watching a lot of Terry the last couple of seasons, just, you know, studying his game and, you know, his route running, his contested catches, all that. And, you know, he's quickly became one of my favorite receivers. So, you know, it's cool that, you know, I'm going to a situation where, you know, I'll be playing with him, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and I just want to back you up. You said that before the draft. So yeah. That's not just you after you're with
now. No, yeah, no.
I was going to say, either way, it's a great answer. Was,
I saw his interview with Adams before the draft.
You can look it up. Yeah, yeah. I said that after the combine, I believe. So, yeah, I wasn't who we were like then yet, but now it's cool.
Well, Jalen, we appreciate you hopping on the show with us and getting to know you a little bit. Maybe we'll check in around training camp and see how things are going. But best of luck to you. If you need anything, mainly food recommendations is what we're good at. I don't know how we can help you otherwise, but we're here for you, and enjoy your time in D.C.
Word. I love to eat good food, so I'll definitely be hitting y'all up for that, man. Appreciate y'all.
What's your genre, your food type of choice?
Man, It really depends on the day. Like today, I'm probably going Mexican food, but
okay,
you know, I like to branch out and try new things. So, you know, you can hit me with anything.
So I'm not a Mexican food guy, but Danny, you could probably give him a rec.
All over. There's plenty. If you're downtown close to Capital One Arena, Oyamel is a 10 out of 10. But there's a million places in and around this area. It's got really, really good Mexican food. You'll be in heaven.
All right, I love to hear that, Dan.
All right, brother. Thank you for the time, and go make some plays. We'll catch up with you soon.
Most definitely. Appreciate y'all.
You got it. He is a Hokie. I forgot to bring in Hokie Altizer. Toby, who's our resident Virginia Tech Hokies expert, who anytime we have a Hokie on, I say anytime. We've done it once.
Yeah, the other time we've had a Hokie on.
With Bashel Tootin. But now we'll bring in Hokie Altizer. Toby, when they drafted him, was this a guy that was on your radar that you get sized for, or is it just that you're excited that they drafted a Hokie?
No, I was fired up that they drafted Jalen Lane because I think he fits exactly what they want to do. I think he's great in the screen game. I think he's someone that's dynamic with the football in his hands. You talked about the reverses, and he talked about how they had a different one every single game. I think it's college defenses more so than pro defenses, but somehow every single week you knew that a reverse was going to Jalen Lane, and somehow every single week he still broke it for 20-plus yards. So he's an electric athlete. He's going to help in the punt return game. He's going to help on the offense when you just get the ball in his hands. I think he's going to be really, really good here.
Toby, what about my dream that he goes down the field? Is that something that he can do, but they just couldn't get it to him, or is that not part of the toolkit now?
They didn't do a lot of it, but I think you can. The highlight that Darius played coming in was him going down the field, and the final game of the season, they find him deep down the field, and he's got the speed to do it. So I don't know that he didn't showcase it a ton at Virginia Tech, but I think it's in the tool bag. So we'll be interested to see if they can do that.
That's Hokie Altizer, one of the members of our crew here on Grant and Danny, who works hard for us behind the scenes. All right, let's get the table set for Brooke Pinto, the council lady who's going to be joining us at 5 o'clock here at Capital One Arena, ahead of the Caps and the Canadians. We'll talk to her about the RFK site. Tariq El-Bashir is swinging by our setup at 5:30 as well. We're taking you up to 6:30 tonight on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.